Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mike, I got one question for you. How much money you think Randy Mack's making off those signed autographs he just got done?
Man, we just said Randy loves human interaction. He just can't get enough of it. Especially when Georgia fans corner him and start chatting about the late 90s, early 2000s, and then his transition to the NFL. No, it's funny. We were joking around. We said, Randy, as soon as you leave, you know, some guy's going to show up. Hi, this is Jesse from Tucker. I just drove over here as fast as I could, and I was kind of hoping that Randy Mack had signed my baby's head. But I guess he done left.
Yeah, he's gone, sir. He's gone.
A darn good dog.
He is a darn good dog.
But anyway, but Randy, it's so funny. As soon as we started talking about it, hey, make sure you get here and ask Randy for autographs.
He was so hot.
But anyway, Randy Mack got the house to himself this weekend as the family's out of town. So it's kind of funny. I have to admit, my wife's playing golf. She's not listening right now. My wife's out of town all last week.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. I told Carl, I come home from work. Usually it takes about a half hour or so to get home. And all I want to do, you know, just she always makes a great dinner, and it's always fantastic. But her thing now is to commentate during the news.
Oh.
So 7 o'clock, I just want to watch the national news. Now, again, whatever you think, if the network is slanted or whatever, I just want to try to get the headlines because we've been on the radio for 4 hours.
Sure.
And then as soon as the story comes on, well, no, that's not true. So I get like the Fox News MAGA report during the news. I just want to get the news. That combined with the snoring, I'm with Randy Mack. Sometimes less is more.
Hey. I said this last time Michelle went away.
I like my space with my dog.
We all need that time. Men, I'm speaking
men,
to you.
Men,
we
men.
All need that time where it's just you wake up and it's your domain. You don't have to worry about anything. There's nothing. And I told you, man, I was a slob for like three days.
Yeah.
I was a complete slob.
I'm making coffee in the kitchen without any drawers on.
No,
who's going to complain?
I was the best.
On that note, Brian McFadden's ready for us.
All right, man, let's talk to B-Mac. He is our guy and, of course, CBS NFL analyst, two-time Super Bowl champion. B, you know what the news is, and I want to get your opinion now. Do not be biased. You like the Aaron Rodgers move? We've been talking about it all offseason, and now that it's here, do you really like it for the Steelers?
Yes, I like it, and here's why. And I'm not being biased, guys, but hear me out. I like it because he's a better quarterbacking option than Skylar Thompson and Mason Rudolph. I like it because he gives you more to hope for with the season. Do I believe the Steelers with Aaron Rodgers is a legit Super Bowl champion? Nope. I do not. But I believe with Aaron Rodgers, he gives you the element of hope, hoping that you see competitive play, hoping that you see some type of consistency and giving a reason for fans to stand when they're watching the Steelers play. You wouldn't have that same hope if you knew you were going to battle with Mason Rudolph as your day one starter or Skylar Thompson, whoever came out of camp in the QB1 role. So that's why I like it. It makes sense. He was the best available option. And like I said, even though he's at the end of his career, let's keep it real. He's a better quarterback than Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson.
It is funny, B, because like 2 months ago, we were having conversations about maybe Shedeur Sanders will fall to the Steelers in the first round. Now, meanwhile, they're going to get all their eggs in the basket. We were saying earlier, everyone loves Coach Tomlin. He's the kind of guy you'd love to have repping your team. But if we're honest, that resume has gotten real thin. They're not winning playoff games. How much pressure is on him this year? It's almost like it's Super Bowl or bust.
There's no pressure on Mike Tomlin because if things does not work out, it wasn't like you thought they would work out. That's the thing. Because even with Aaron Rodgers, like I said, they're not a Super Bowl champion, contender. You guys feel the same way. All the listeners that are driving in the car listening to me, they feel the same way. So if they don't reach that pinnacle throughout the year, you're not disappointed because you didn't expect that. Now, to your point, Steelers fans are very, very spoiled. Look at it like this. If you were born in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000, and as of late 20 years ago, you've seen the Steelers win a championship if they've been your favorite team. How many fan bases can say that? Think about it. Not many, right? So, because of the success, past success, they want more every year, and that's what they expect. That's why you hear these speculations year in and year out when you talk about the one-and-done scenarios in the playoffs. What's going on with Mike Tomlin? As of right now, Mike Tomlin's seat is not hot, and it won't be hot if things don't work out this year.
Ooh. Brian McFadden, let me ask you this.
That's a bold prediction.
It is. Because you played on Super Bowl teams. You talk about Aaron Rodgers going to the Steelers, and they're not a contender, or at least, you know, in our minds. And you're right. I do feel
right
that
now.
Way. I think they're better because he is a better quarterback overall. But when did you know? When did you guys know when you were on those teams that we got a real shot? Because I think it happens before you get to the 7-0s, 8-0s, 10-1. The record, you start to get a sense, right, of like, this is coming together. And I say that because you're right. The Steelers right now, I don't see them as that. But teams, as the season gets going, hell, in 16, we didn't think the Falcons were a Super Bowl team.
Right.
But as the season moved, we were like, okay, man, this offense is crazy. Defense is halfway decent. Like, you start feeling good. When did you guys know?
Well, we knew, and I'll say this with both cases, in both cases, with the two Super Bowl teams I was a part of. We actually knew Mike Carr before we got to week one. We
really?
Knew once training camp. Yes. We knew once training camp was over, and here's why we knew. Number one, the level of competition. Every day, it didn't matter how mentally drained or physically drained we were, every day the level of competition was intense. It was like every day we're fighting for our life in terms of remaining as a starter or a role player trying to become a starter. Number two, we saw how much depth we had every area on the football field. And you know, you guys know this watching the game, depth is super important, especially when guys go down. And you know guys will go down. Injuries will happen. So we saw the depth that we had throughout our team. We saw how intense the competition was. And all that did was build confidence. So we felt like, you know what? No one is really thinking we have a shot, especially the second Super Bowl, because the second Super Bowl, we went for this strength of schedule out of every NFL team.
That year you guys had the hardest schedule? That year?
The hardest schedule. That 2008 season, we had the hardest schedule. People were saying, prediction-wise, before the season kicked off, we probably would finish third in the division, best-case scenario. Because the year before, remember in 2007, the Browns made the playoffs with Derek Anderson. So they came in returning a lot of their key contributors. Of course, Baltimore was Baltimore. Cincinnati was Cincinnati. So most people said best-case scenario for the Steelers with this schedule, they're going to finish third. But we knew coming out of camp, yo, we're better than what people think. And it, as you said with the Falcons, that Super Bowl run, you guys started to see it in the midst of the season. Like, wow, they actually got a shot. But we felt that way coming out of training camp before week one.
Okay. Wow, man. Three Pro Bowlers on that team, of course, go on to beat the Arizona Cardinals down in Tampa.
Great Super Bowl.
Historic Super Bowl. Our man, B-Mac, Brian McFadden's with us, guys. We spent a lot of time, B-Mac, talking about Kyle Pitts. A lot of stories last couple of weeks about he may be on the trading block. He has an injury. Next week, it's mandatory minicamp. Would you trade Kyle Pitts, or would you make him sort of sing for his supper? We were talking about this the other day. Maybe get a compensatory pick. I want to keep him and see what he can do for one more year. How would you play it with Kyle Pitts?
Yo, I never heard that one, sing for his supper. I never heard that one before. You know, it depends on what you're getting in return, guys. Let's keep it real. If you're getting a nice pick in return. I think you got to entertain that because, to your point, if you want to see what Kyle Pitts has, because no one will ever question the potential of Kyle Pitts, the athleticism of Kyle Pitts. He just hasn't been able to put it all together outside of his rookie year. Let's say, hypothetically speaking, he puts it together this year. For whatever reason, things start to fall in his favor. You know what type of contract he's going to ask for. So if you're Atlanta, if you're not willing to pay him top echelon tight end money, right, and you have other teams thinking about a pretty good pick in return, if you trade him, I think you gotta entertain that. Now, if you're Atlanta, if you're Terry Fontenot, and you say, you know what, if Kyle Pitts gives us 900 yards and 8 touchdowns, he's probably going to ask for decent money. Heck, if he gives us 1,200 yards and 6 touchdowns, he's going to ask for decent money. Are we willing to pay him that, knowing that he's been up and down, to say the least? If that's a question that you strongly got to consider, you don't know the answer to, then you got to entertain what other teams are offering you.
Anthony Richardson's going to be sidelined for mandatory minicamp.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord.
So, Daniel Jones, they signed him in the offseason. I think Daniel Jones has a really good opportunity to start, and not just because of this situation, but I don't think Anthony Richardson is helping himself.
Nope.
Where are you at on this?
Man, I feel the same way. I feel if Anthony Richardson was healthy and wasn't going to miss any time, Daniel Jones was going to win that job. That was Daniel Jones' job to lose. When you make it known that it's a legit competition, when you break in a guy who has started the majority of his games as in his career, you're letting Anthony Richardson know, bruh, you better bang it. You better bring it. And now he's hurt. He's hurt. OTAs, bruh, everything is on air. There's not legit competition. It's not intense right now, OTAs. You guys know that. You guys see Atlanta practice in OTAs. Now he's hurt. Now when you look at everything that has happened with Anthony Richardson in his career, he tapped out because he said he was tired. That's one thing. You never tell in a game, I need to come out and I'm tired. And you play quarterback. You got to be a receiver doing something like that, not the quarterback. Number two, offseason, he went and put himself to sleep for a full body tattoo, right? He was healthy then. Now, as you get ready to get into the meat and potatoes of your offseason, now you're hurt. Now I'll say this to Anthony Richardson's defense. They did him an injustice in how they drafted him, knowing that he only had 13 starts at Florida and gave him the keys, didn't allow him to go through the process. Now you're ready to kick ties on him. That's not right. You should allow him to really go through the process because he lacked reps. But it didn't work out. Now you're ready to move on. And Anthony Richardson, he just can't stay healthy, and that's going to be an issue for him, especially this year, especially with Daniel Jones there.
Yeah, man, they're going to make him sing for his supper car. In by the way, that's my Northern Irish grandma said that, so I don't know where it comes from. It's stuck in my head, Pete. Hey, man, before we cut you loose, man, looks like Kirk Cousins is going to be with his team. I know we've asked you before. Real quick, no distraction, right? They're just players are like, hey, that's how Kirk plays his game. Maybe he lies about his health. That's just okay. There'll be no weirdness to have Kirk Cousins here the rest of the summer and maybe waiting for somebody to have an injury at quarterback, and maybe we can still trade him.
Yeah, that's going to be the case because, to your point, before Aaron Rodgers became a Steeler, I think that was the most valuable option to Pittsburgh. But even if Kurt is here throughout training camp as you go through preseason, Kurt will not be a distraction. That's not his DNA. That's not his football personality. Clearly, he wants to start. He's made that known, and he wants an opportunity to be able to show he can still start. That will not happen in Atlanta as long as Michael Penix is healthy. It won't happen at all. So if you're Terry Fontenot, you just kind of hold on to Kirk Cousins until the right opportunity presents itself, because it's not just moving Kirk Cousins. You got to move that $39 million salary as well. So, you know, hopefully, you know, not hopefully, but for Atlanta, you're waiting for an injury to present an opportunity for Kirk Cousins to move on. And as of right now, that's not happening, so he will remain an Atlanta Falcon. But I don't see him being a distraction at all.
Before we let you go, update on the camp. It's this weekend, guys. What's going on? Tell the people how they can get more info.
Yes, sir. This weekend, we actually kicking off this afternoon at Milton High School at 6 p.m. We have an NIL financial recruiting seminar as well. We have different financial people coming in to speak to the parents and the prospects about different accounts that they could look to set up. We have NIL, you know, folks talking about as a high school prospect in the state of Georgia, you can reap the benefits of your name, image, and likeness. What to do in those cases when you have 92.9 the game reaching out to you and want to pay you for some segments? You know, how should you handle the payments, tax ramifications on these NIL opportunities, and then recruiting as well. You know, a lot of these parents, guys, they don't know the proper questions to ask these coaches that are selling their kid every dream in the book. You know, I understand parents want to know how much money they can get, but what about the football side of things? What's the depth chart looking like? Is this a committable offer? You're offering my son, but if he wanted to commit today, would you say, yes, we'll take him, or would you say, no, not right now? Because a lot of kids out here, when you look at social media and they posting 20 and 40 offers, all of those offers are not real. And these kids are not aware of that. So these are the things we want to disclose to them before we get on the grass on Saturday and Sunday. Hit me up on my social media account if you want any information. BMAC_SportsTalk on X, Instagram, Facebook. Inbox me. I can give you any information that you might need to know. If you want to register, still time to register.
Great job. BMAC, enjoy the weekend. Great job. And good luck with the camp this weekend, brother.
Thank you.
I'm going to be there Sunday, Carl. I'm doing a seminar on how to trip a receiver as he passes you.
Okay.
As a corner.
I think guys are going to pick up on that pretty good.
It's my skill set.
Yeah, he's right about all those offers, man. I mean, look.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't want to bang on anybody's, you know, success, but back in the day we used to get letters, and you'd get all these letters, Mike, and they weren't offering.
No.
They were just saying, hey, we see you. You look good. That's pretty much. And everybody would be like, man, I got this letter from Michigan. And you'd be like, okay.
No, you got a letter from Michigan.
It didn't mean anything. And now it's all digital, right? Now it's all digital. All right, man, we got more to dive into. More NFL news. The Aaron Rodgers stuff is driving the day with the NFL. More on our Braves as well. But when we come back, a huge potential deal in the NBA that could affect the Hawks. Next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.